Now at 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:03, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this, all of this, is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2, plus a few extra minutes, 2 of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. And we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. And why wouldn't I do it again tonight here at Bubbles in the Think Tank? There are rabbits in the streets tonight in Medford. Spring has come. Coming up in around about, 70 minutes. Let's say 70 minutes. Sometime after the midnight hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. Still, we're whittling that list down. Things are feeling a little bit better after 2, count them, 2 all radio obituary episodes. It helped a lot. Didn't get us back where we need to be, but we're making progress, and that's all any of us can ever hope to do in life. Ever. Well, maybe a couple of other things. We can come up with some ideas. It's what we do here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. We come up with ideas, except for when we don't. At which point we call it a free association program. You kids are so good playing along with me over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. When it's time to free associate, you all know just what to do. You give me some words. I come up with some songs. We play them. We giggle. And hopefully it all works out. It usually does. And I think tonight will be no exception. I see the words have just kept pouring in, even once I said, stop it. You all are an unruly group, but that's part of what I like about you. So let's just jump into this free associated silliness, and we'll see if I add a few things in before the night's through. It wouldn't be the first time that's ever happened. And, you know, last week I left the station and realized, you know, no one was here when I left, and it's not unusual for them to be a few minutes late. But I'm a responsible adult. I go ahead and do what I'm supposed to do, end the show, leave. And then I realized it's spring break. I could have stayed longer. Dang it. But I didn't. I didn't turn around and come back. I thought about it, but I didn't do it. But tonight is spring break too. I can't go terribly long. But if I do need to spill into the next hour, I should be able to do that with no problem. So don't think I'm going to keep you up all night or anything, but you're going to get a little extra stuff because when I'm free associating, I can't keep it under control. You've seen it happen. That's why we're coming in with chicken content right out of the gate here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'm fighting for a better future. I'm civilized, I'm not violent. The only thing wrong with me is I have hallucinations sometime. I can be a father. I can father a child. I want to build up my business and be a father. I want to marry a pretty blonde girl, 18 to 30. I'm 99% normal, and I just want people to give me a chance. And I want people to stop making fun of me when I walk funny. I'm a good man, and God wanted me here.
Ricky Bates.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. This is serious, friend.
Oh, home and little children need nothing to you.
You're getting to me now. You're getting there.
Husband to love you and friend.
Best I ever heard, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Dim light, big smoke, and loud music.
Make them noise.
You'll never make a wife to a home-loving man.
Blah 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 blah.
get a little upset. Oh, now my girl is getting a little older. You know she's still getting better. She's more fun than she ever was. And I know she got her own kind of gum sticker. The cheetah sends you all a letter. And I'm like the two year old now. Can't wait to have fun in the world.
Are you feeling good?
Well,
Chacho,
better.
How's your sense of humor?
Well, at least I'm a better laugh getter.
Aren't you still in debt?
Well, debtor. And now my love has changed for the better since the time I met. So by now I can see my childhood right down to the breeze through my dad's car window. And someday I remember the pyramids when I was as young as they get them. But for now, you'd say I'm like a two-year-old who can't wait to see the world. Well, better. Much better.
And it's time now for the Bob and Ray feature, Hard to Believe. And this week's Hard to Believe object, a carrot that looks like a cat's face. And here to tell us about it in detail is the finder of this amazing carrot, fine gentleman from Peachport, New York, Mr. Edwin Hardingale, from Peachport, home of the pump. Welcome,
thank
sir.
You. I'm glad to be here with my carrot.
Well, we are too, Mr. Hardingale. We're glad you're here, and I wonder if you'd hold aloft this week's hard-to-believe object so our studio audience can see it, will you?
Oh, wait just a minute. It's pinned in my inside pocket here.
Well, take your time. Everybody wants to see it, though.
There she is. Grand-looking vegetable, isn't she?
Yes, sir. Certainly is grand-looking, Mr. Hardingale. Isn't it a little shorter than the usual carrot?
Well, I ate some of it on the train.
But you ate around the cat's face, and that's what counts, because we can still see the part of the carrot that's missing. Now, did you find this carrot on your farm, Mr. Hardingale?
No, I found it in a supermarket.
Oh, you did? What were the circumstances? Tell us.
Well, about a month ago, I was in this supermarket, and this lady was there with a little boy.
In the supermarket.
That's right. Well, anyway...
Don't put the carrot back in your pockets.
Okay. Well, I was in the meat department, which is about 40 feet away from the vegetable department. And at the time I was in the meat department, this lady and her little boy were in the vegetable department.
40 feet away.
That's about it, give or take 7 feet.
I see.
Well, just as I was about to pick up some lamb chops, this little boy over in the vegetable department hollered, "Mom, here's a carrot that looks like a cat's face."
Oh, boy, I bet you shot right over from the meat department.
That's
huh?
right. I rushed over, and I kind of elbowed the boy aside, and I grabbed this particular carrot that you see me holding here.
Did you hurt the little boy when you elbowed him aside?
No. But the boy's mother was a little bit put out. She dropped a large can of liquid detergent on my foot.
I guess you felt that the carrot was something worth fighting for.
That's right. You don't get anything for free in this life, you know.
It was still good enough to get you here on this week's Hard to Believe show.
From coast to coast, they've been doing the monkey, the fish, the twist, and the switcheroo. All you cats are tired of moving. I've got something new for you. When the band starts playing, come out real slow. Move like a turtle to the center of the floor. Take it easy and have a ball and just stand there. That's all. That's the way you do the turtle. Come on, Myrtle, that's turtle. Careful, honey, take it slow. That's cool, mommy. '99, your Boogity had a friend named Shoe, and Boogity liked to But Boogie was a stubborn old rock and roll mule. The best I remember, I believe it's a fact, a poor Boogie had a heart attack. He never learned to do the turtle. There ain't nothing to the turtle. A moving eyebrow, shake a hand, just listen to the band. Now if the band starts rocking, just you pay no mind. You get excited, friend, you're gonna find. You start in twisting your sacroiliac, and then, friend, you put your back out of whack. That won't happen with the turtle. There ain't nothing to the turtle. Come on, Myrtle, that's turtle.
I'm smashed. Looks like I done passed. I think I stepped right on it. I'm tempting fate. It's getting late and I'm ripped. You know my head is spinning, tripped. The other side is winning. Before you count me out, let me tell you what it's all about. I always thought that I was in control. I always thought that I could play my role. But since I came to this town, my mind is upside down. I'm smashed. Hello there, operator. Crash. You'll have to try me later. Just between me and you, get myself together in a day or two. In control. I always thought that I could reach my goal. Now I'm staring at my empty cup. Will the real world please stand up? I'm smashed, just like a busted fender. I'm crashed. Where can a man surrender? Just between me and you, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'll see you in a day or two. I'm smashed.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. That was a lot of songs in there. I just want to say that. I remain Belinda, and this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We are doing some free associating tonight. I'd like to thank everybody for your copious participation over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Not only during the program, but helping out with the free association and keeping me generally amused all week long. I need more of that. Thank you very much. Don't stop. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the U.S. And while 30% of American adults don't drink at all, another 30% averages less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. Those are some numbers to think about if you can stay upright for it. It's a public service message from your friends here at WMFO in Medford. I don't think there was ever a public service announcement more made for Bubbles in the Think Tank than that one. Unless maybe it was Wiener Dogs for the Blind. Maybe that one. Maybe. So much more silliness to go. As though you had any doubt. Let's just jump right back in and make your titular head of research very happy right now here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It's a sad day at the Smiley Club. It's a sad day at the Smiley Club. It's a sad day at the Smiley Club. Something burning Kenny but a jury love. Something burning Kenny but a jury love. Nothing made for breakfast. I should have moved to Texas. Got a bed maker but I ain't got the dough. Mr. and Mrs. Happy wanna go to Cappy's. Liquor's at his baby, you don't wanna know. Meanwhile, there is something funky at the Smiley Club. It's a sad day, sad day. Sad day, sad day. Sad day, sad day. Something burning Kenny but a jury love.
Something burning Kenny but a jury love.
Some garlic mashed potatoes. Stomach's gonna hate us. Nobody will date us. Give us rub-a-dub. I live in the kitchen. I just ran out of dishes. Just when I had time for an afternoon of love. I remember being happy at the Smiley Club. It's a sad day, sad day. Sad day, sad day. Sad day, sad day. Something burning Kenny but a jury. It's a sad day, sad day. Sad day, sad day. Sad day, sad day. Something burning, baby, but a jury love.
Something burning, baby, a jury love.
It's a sad day, sad day. Sad day, sad day. Sad day, sad day. Sad day, sad day.
You think is good on the
whiskey. On whiskey.
As we kiss in the dark, oh, what love we can make on a lake in the park.
It's an ocean of devotion, a floating dream for two.
Oh, I keep hoping that the oars will stray, so we could drift forever and a day. 'Cause there's no boat like a rowboat. It's row, row, rosy, or row, row, romance in a row, row, rowboat with you.
Don't want a steamboat.
That's not my dream boat.
Don't want a sailboat.
Or a whaleboat.
Don't want a tugboat, a chug-a-lug boat.
Or an ocean liner on its way to China.
Oh, well, there's no boat like a rowboat for row, row, romance and love. Devotion, a floating dream for two. Cause there's no boat like a rowboat in a row, row, rowboat with you.
Hearts will skip and they'll miss as we kiss in the dark.
Oh, what love we can make in the lake and the park.
It's an ocean of devotion, a floating dream for two.
Hello. Oh, I keep hoping that the oars will stray, so we could drift forever and a day.
'Cause there's no boat like a rowboat. It's row, row, rosy, or row, row.
scrubbed it really hard. With a rag and a bucket and a bucket and a rag. A rag and a bucket and a bucket and a rag. Rag and a bucket and a bucket and a rag.
Air. And now you hear it. if you don't feel so hot, go out to some Jersey spot. And whether you're hip or not, the Jersey bounce will make you swing.
Is the booty green, the booty green, the booty green. Wildest dance that you've ever seen. You can do it, wait and see. All you gotta do is follow me. First you put your right leg away out front and wiggle it around and round. Then you give yourself a great big bump before you know. You ever seen?
It was a warm Halloween afternoon, and my sister Jill and I were standing down on the corner with the leaves swirling around our feet. I was 6 and she was 4. We were waiting for a girl named Tammy Bringage. We had heard that she was trick-or-treating for UNICEF and spending the money on candy. We didn't like that. Here she comes now. Hi, Tammy. What have you been up to? I pushed her down, and I stood on her hands. Jill jerked the shoes off of her feet and threw them down the sewer. The name of this song is There Go Your Shoes. It goes like this. There go your shoes.
sweet the moment I fell for you. I saw stars, I heard an angel say, wake up, wake up, your wonderful dream come true. A newborn feeling had me feeling, I said to myself, where am I? It's all so hazy, may sound crazy, there wasn't a star in the sky. Still I saw stars, I heard a birdie sing, so sweet, the moment I fell for you.
but the jaguar, thunderbird, never at the sign. Slow down, little jaguar, keep cool, little thunderbird boy. Slow down, little jaguar, keep cool, little thunderbird boy. On the ground, some school pigeon with the sheriff wife said,
walk down Louisville, catch the guy.
Chevrolet low and bitten weed. Walk for 8 days, ain't nobody speed. All of a sudden, just rolls on the road. Here comes Jaguar and Thunderbird Ford. Slow down, little Jaguar. Keep cool, little Thunderbird Ford. Slow down, little Jaguar. Keep cool, little Thunderbird Ford. Slow down. You get a phone and a big fat fine. If you caught him before they cross that county line, the sheriff never drove his car on your flat. But if he aimed to get him, he had two more than that. Cause the hill he was a yard behind, but two more miles to the county line. Slow down, little Jaguar. Keep cool, little Thunderbird boy. Slow down, little Jaguar. Keep cool, little Thunderbird boy. Slow down, yeah.
You're still in tune with your freeform.